So there are three pillars of the rite of passage method. I think of it like a bar stool or something, where one of the legs is writing from abundance, another is writing from conversation, and then the other one is write in public. And today I want to talk about that third one, write in public. The clear benefit of writing in public, that is obvious, is all the people that you attract, all the opportunities you create for yourself. You know that. But these benefits, they can take a while to start compounding. And so today, I want to talk about one immediate benefit of writing in public, something that you get when you share your ideas on the internet that instantly comes at the snap of a finger that you're not going to get when you're just journaling for yourself or something. To explain, I want to talk about Thanksgiving dinner. So in America, Thanksgiving, biggest family holiday of the year. I fly back home to California every year for it. And it's not just me. People travel from across the country to see their relatives. And growing up, my family hosted a couple of Thanksgiving dinners. And it was so funny. I used to laugh at my mom about this. Never was our home cleaner than when we hosted these Thanksgiving dinners, because having guests over was like this ultimate forcing function for us. On the maintenance, on the cleanliness side, every bed that day was perfectly made. Every carpet was perfectly vacuumed. You think we were operating a hotel over here or something. We added glitz to the home too. It's ridiculous. We bought flowers for the dining room, pulled out our finest dining plates. I mean, stuff that I hadn't seen the rest of the year. And as ridiculous as that whole thing is, trying to impress others when we invite them over, writing in public is the same way. It's like cleaning your house. Because just as inviting guests to your home motivates you to clean, writing in public is going to motivate you to tidy up your thinking too. Because writing in public forces you to level up your standards. What you'll notice is, like, say that you're writing something for yourself. You'll have a metaphor. It's like a B+ metaphor. It's pretty good, but it's not perfect. And when you're writing for yourself, you'll say, you know what? I'll put up with it. It's good enough. But when you're writing for others, when you know that you're going to be exposed to judgment, when you know that others are going to be inhabiting your mind, that's going to force you to refine the metaphor. And as you apply a fine-tooth comb to your writing, you discover all these sorts of places where you had previously been a little bit lazy. Sort of like the dust on the carpet that, yeah, we were kind of used to that. Or the flowers on the table, yeah, they're dying a little, but we'll put up with it. It's the same thing in writing with sentences and paragraphs and, like, how sometimes, like, maybe what you started with, what you ended with, the intro, the conclusion, it just doesn't quite line up. But when you write for others, you ascend to a clarity of thought that you're just rarely going to get when you write for yourself, unless you're super disciplined, which is not how I roll. So you know what? If you really want to clean up your thinking and you want to do it instantly, start writing in public, because it's going to be just like cleaning, and it's going to force you to tidy up your mind.